Megan Rosenblum spends her days surrounded by books to keep people alive, but the USC librarian also leads Death Salon. It's a collective dedicated to studying death in an academic light. Matthew Tinoco met Rosenblum in the Rare Books Room in the Norris Health Library, where they chatted about death in modern American culture.
When did death start getting a bad rap in the United States?
It got pretty bad around 100, 150 years ago. During the Civil War, when we started embalming bodies because, you know, the Civil War dead were dying away from home, they would embalm bodies so that they could make the trip home to be buried. So trying to make people look as lifelike as possible when they're dead. But it also took the corpse out of the home, because before that time, most people died at home. They didn't die in a hospital. And they were tended to at home for a couple days before they were buried.
What did this do for those exposed to the death?
Everyone had experience with death, but also with actual corpses and being around them. And so they were sad about their family members dying, but they understood kind of what was really happening.
And how are things now in 2013?
Now, everything's so removed, with people mostly dying in hospitals, then the body goes right to a funeral home. It's a lot harder to take the time to process like what that really means. And I think that's sort of why people get really freaked out talking about death, because they haven't had the time or experience to be able to really process what happens.
Now, I know that you also run a collective called Death Salon. How did that come into being?
My friend Caitlin Doty has a group called the Order of the Good Death. And it is a group of academics, artists, death professionals, like morticians and things, who are all doing work that thematically addresses death, but also in sort of a death acceptance kind of vein. So we're looking at this list of interesting people and thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could just get together, physically all get together and share ideas and kind of hear from each other. And then it sort of just snowballed immediately from there, and people came from all over the country to come to Death Salon LA. We just had the most interesting speakers, musical performers. We had public events. We had events that were more conference-like.
Why was Death Salon so successful?
Because people are really interested in the topic. People want to engage with it intellectually. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to engage with death, but I think that when you deal with these things intellectually, and also you learn about the history and you learn about different cultures' reactions to it, I think that then you find something that will speak to you to make you a little bit more comfortable with the idea.
That was USC Health Sciences librarian Megan Rosenblum speaking with reporter Matthew Tinoco.